This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Houston, let's get in the loop.
On occasion, John Lopez makes a statement that's so ludicrous, it makes me pick my phone up and call you guys.
Landry Locker and John Lopez.
I don't want you to use the dump button, but...
As soon as you warned me there.
That's a scary proposition.
Yeah. When you warn the dump button, I would be a fool not to dump it. You know what I'm saying,
I don't want you to use the dump button.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader.
Your channel. 610.
Sports Radio 610.
Hump Day!
It is Hump Day here on In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Landry Locker, John Lopez, 12 days away from opening day, opening night for the Houston Texans. Monday Night Football, Texans, Saints, 12 days away. John Lopez, I can hardly contain myself right now.
I can tell you can hardly contain yourself.
How can you tell?
You're bursting at the seams. You got that pep in your step. You've been talking about all kinds of things in your life. You're chattering. You're doing the hand rub thing that you do. You're talking about your neighbors at your apartment complex and torching them.
Bro.
And you're rightfully torching them for what they did. But we'll get to that, I'm sure, at some point.
Will we?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, will we?
Maybe not.
Maybe not. We might not.
But here's a short story. Long story short, dog pooped in the hallway of your apartment complex. Dude just kept walking, didn't even pick it up. It's one thing to not pick it up, and it's awful to not pick it up outside, but he didn't pick it up in the hallway of your apartment complex.
Right.
Hell no.
And this was the second time that I'd seen it, and he tried to play it off a little bit, and I just said, well, buddy, you need to clean that up, man. Okay. I mean, I'm moving tomorrow officially. Like, I've been in the process of moving, but I'm moving tomorrow, but buddy, you got to pick that up, man.
Yep.
You really got to pick that up. So that's how my morning started, but I'm happy to be here with you. Shout out to all the loopholes. If you listen, you are a loophole. We got nothing but appreciation for our listeners. We're going to give away tickets to Texas versus Rice on September 14th. Stanford Rout's going to join us for a well-spoken Wednesday at 12:40, which means brothers only on the phone line, 713-572-4610. In the noon 20 hour, we're going to try to get to know this Colts new quarterback, because this Jacoby Brissett character, I don't know if he's hitting the bong and eating bonbons, or if he is just one of the deepest, most philosophical guys I've ever seen, but this guy is a character, and you know how In the Loop handles characters. We were the presenters of the Honey Badger Wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
We are the presenters of the Justin Reed Wisdom, and we're going to present you with some Jacoby Brissett stuff, but the problem is, OG, I don't know whether he's wise or a total whack job. I can't figure it out.
Deep thoughts with Jacoby Brissett. We'll share them. You'll see exactly what we're talking about.
We will. And this was an OG creation. It was a good idea by the OG to be able to do this. But we just mentioned the Houston Texans. We were at the Texans kickoff luncheon yesterday, and Bill O'Brien had this to say. And I know Sean and Seth talked about this a little bit, but Bill O'Brien, talking about the Texans' place in this town among the Houston Astros and the Houston Rockets.
One thing I've learned since becoming a head coach of the Houston Texans is how lucky we are to play in front of such a passionate fan base. You know, I love the Astros. I love the Rockets. They're awesome. But we all know what it's about in Houston. It's about football. It's about the Texans. And we know that we need to do our part. The Astros are a great, great baseball team. And the Rockets are a great basketball team. And we need to do our part.
Yeah, the thought process was sound. His meaning was accurate. This is a football town. This is, I've said it before, for those who have not been around long enough to remember the 90s Oilers, or if you go back, I was in high school, the late 70s, early 80s Oilers. You'll know what I'm talking about. Or even the Texans when they were really rocking and rolling in 2011 and 2012. This town goes nuts. It is a football town. He's not inaccurate. the delivery was kind of like one of those things where, you know, Landry, you do a lot of things well. You really do. What's coming next?
But,
you know, whatever. And then fill in the blank. So I just, the delivery was a little bit askew, I think. It's like, hey, Astros are great. Rockets are great. But, and the funniest thing of all, Reed Ryan was sitting right in front of him. The Astros had a table at the event yesterday.
I'll say this, though. Reed Ryan knows this is a football town.
Oh, sure. He's not inaccurate.
And I know there's a lot of people that get defensive about it. And you know, the Texans are kind of outsiders for the most part because they don't have the sweat equity of the other teams. You know, if they'd come back as the Oilers, there wouldn't be as much, you know, pessimism towards the Texans. But everybody knows this is a football town. Now, are the Astros the best team in town? Yes. Are the Astros the best, you know, team? Is this the best run we've seen in Houston sports history? Probably so. I think so. I would put it above the Rockets, those two championships. I think the Astros are that much better. But people know this is a football town. Like, that's not some sort of overwhelming breaking news. But I do find it interesting that Bill O'Brien said that, you know, they do need to do their part. And I do think that because of that pessimism that people mm-hmm. have towards them, I do think the Texans do need to start that they need to start taking that next step and progressing so that they can reward the football town. But I have no problem with what he says. The numbers really don't lie, like the TV ratings, mm-hmm. the data, all that kind of stuff. Like, people know that. Now, the Astros are the best. We know that, too. But I really had no issue with what he had to say.
No, it was just the delivery was a little bit awkward.
He's not a stand-up comedian. We know
right,
that.
Right, he was reading from notes and all that.
He had the glasses on.
He did have the reading glasses on. I thought he was going to get some LASIK procedure over the offseason.
I also think this about Bill O'Brien. If we are talking about the Texans' place in town, Landry Locker, John Lopez in the Loop, Sports Radio 610, 713-572-4610, if you want to get in. I do think that, you know, given that, you know, it is, you know, a football town, and given the fact that the Texans are, you know, inferior to the other two teams, for lack of a better term. I mean, the Astros
in terms of record.
Rockets, yeah. In terms of quality of team that mm-hmm. we've seen the last few years, I would say, despite the division titles, I don't think anyone would argue that. I think Bill O'Brien saying they have to do their part would agree with that. But I think that Bill O'Brien, as the GM and the coach of this team, I think he needs to take a step back and think about the responsibility that he has, you know, to this town with the way that he, you know, represents the organization. Sure. I'm not saying he's a classless guy or anything like that, but I'm just saying this is a town. Houston is a town where this isn't New York. This isn't Boston. This isn't really there are cynical, passionate sports fans, and we love them. We love talking to them and stuff. But for the most part, when you wear the Texans uniform, when you wear the Rockets, or when you wear the Astros, people want to like you.
Mm-hmm.
So when Bill O'Brien goes up there and maybe he gets a little bit defensive, he gets a little bit snooty, he treats, you know, maybe media and fans as outsiders in a him against the world thing, mm-hmm. I think that could work in somewhere like New York. And let's be honest, it could work with the Texans if you are winning on the same caliber as the Astros and the Rockets. But when you're not, and when you are the third place team when it comes to success,
right.
I think the way in which you carry yourself and the way in which you act goes a long, long way, because I can't really think of a coach that has been really disliked in this town. And it's one thing if you're just the coach, but when you're the GM and you're in charge of all the stuff that a GM is, and John McClain says he's the GM, so I think he needs to take this into account. I think we've seen Bill O'Brien try to calm down a little bit,
mm-hmm.
but I think it would be in his best interest, just knowing the responsibility, knowing the obligation, knowing everything he just said, to probably take that into account moving forward.
Bill Belichick. I mean, as long as you win, you can be whatever you want. Bill Belichick is a surly old man, you know, that doesn't do things, give people credit all the time, doesn't like to talk, can be short with people and all that. But guess what? He wins Super Bowls, you know. So Bill O'Brien, had he said that last night, coming off of a 13-3 AFC Championship, you know, run or something like that, then everybody would just be good with it. But when you're not, you know, people criticize it even more, or at least look at it harder.
And I think a lot of people, you know, around here, again, my theory is always this with the Houston Texans: if they had come back as the Oilers, like the Cleveland did the Browns, there would be passion all over the place. They didn't have that luxury because the Adams family basically took the Oilers brand and they threw it in their attic. They didn't have that luxury. So I think that that's kind of an uphill battle all in itself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's something that he's going against. But I really do think it would go a long way. And I know it would be uncomfortable. But as long as he is an executive and a coach, you know, rubbing the – I think a lot of people – and you can tell me if I'm wrong, John.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people get rubbed the wrong way. This isn't me caring about media types or anything like that. I think a lot of people get rubbed the wrong way with the "it's not my job" outbursts, or the "I don't know" outbursts, mm-hmm. or the "I don't have to release an injury report" outbursts. I think a lot of people get rubbed the wrong way. And I think in a town where this is a football town and there's not as much sweat equity with that organization compared to the other two, I think it does rub some people the wrong way. Am I out of bounds?
No, you're
there?
Not. And let me add this. I think people by and large, and especially in Houston, I don't know why. It's just the way we are as a culture in this city. You want to see reflections of yourself in your sports teams. You know, why is Jose Altuve not just the production, but why is Jose Altuve such a beloved guy? Why? I mean, maybe a better example is Danny Green. You know, you want to see reflections of yourself, not just from here, but just the way you.
Gerald Green.
Gerald Green. What did I say? Danny Green.
Yep.
Oh. Race car. I mean, you're not wrong, Figgy. You're not wrong. but Gerald Green. I'm talking about the way you live. I've always said Houston is a sleeves-rolled city.
Right.
You know, you roll up your sleeves, you get to work, you're kind of laid back as a group I'm talking about. You know, you love your sports, work hard, play hard, you know, mostly nice people unless you're in traffic, and things like that. And you want to see that reflection in your sports heroes, you know, your sports fan, your fandom. And I think Houston is not seeing that. Now, they could put up with it if they're winning, but they're not seeing that by and large.
And how did the Astros respond yesterday to Bill O'Brien saying this? They only roughed up Charlie Morton, got him off the mound in four innings,
mm-hmm.
seven hits, six runs off of Charlie Morton, and Yordan Alvarez in the fifth inning came to the plate looking for his 20th bomb.
Ball hit the other way, pretty deep to left field, looking up, bam, good! Yordan goes opposite field with a three-run home run.
You talk about a scary proposition. Yordan going to the other field, going oppo. That's a scary proposition for anybody in baseball.
Well, in the seventh, Yordan came to the plate
again. He had 20 home
runs. Yes, he had 20 home runs. He came to the plate again in the seventh. He'd already had four bags. He wasn't done packing. Four more bags, Mr. Bellhop.
As Yordan sends one high and deep to right field, and Yordan Alvarez has hit a home run. His second home run of the night into the first row.
Astros win 15-1. They are a half game back of the Yankees and the Dodgers. They're actually tied in the loss column. Both teams have played one more game. So I don't think anyone here is going to pretend that the Astros aren't the best team in town. And my goodness, this team is raking. This team is hitting. And it's kind of messed up that they honor Charlie Morton before that game and then they just rough him up like that.
On the same day that Bill O'Brien says what he says about this is a football town. Yeah, Astros, but this is a football town. The Astros win by two touchdowns. The Astros win by two touchdowns on the same night Bill O'Brien
kind of
that.
An a-hole move for Hinch to go for two on that second one.
That's
though.
Right.
That was a little bit classless of AJ Hinch.
He's running up the score.
No midfield handshake.
Ran a trick play from the 2-yard line for the 2-point conversion. And Yordan Alvarez, come on now.
Come on, man.
Remember when he wasn't quite ready to make it to the leap to the big leagues? Remember that?
You know that was money, right?
That was totally money.
That's just holding him back to get that extra year of club control, which, by the way, I ain't mad
at
you.
They're not going to get it anyway.
I ain't mad at you.
They're not getting that extra year.
He's going to get extended.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's going to break. When is he going to – what's the exact pace right now when he's going to break Barry Bonds' record? 713-572.
Well, he is – like, he is screaming past the pace for the fastest to 100 home runs.
Could I interest you in some stats?
Yes, please.
Real quick. Most extra base hits through 60 career games. That's how many – this dude has 21 home runs in 60 games, John.
It's crazy.
21 homers in 60 games. Joe DiMaggio, 46 extra base hits. Yordan Alvarez, 40. Ted Williams, 38. Not bad company to be
That's
in.
That's not bad at all.
Getting
not...
sandwiched between DiMaggio and Ted Williams?
Yeah.
I think we'll take it. Landry Locker, John Lopez, the great Figgy Fig with you on a hump day. Has the Clowney situation been mishandled by B.O.B. plus J.J. Watt? He joined the show yesterday live at the Texans kickoff luncheon. You're going to hear that interview, and you're going to hear what he has to say about Clowney, Andrew Luck's retirement, and more. Keep it locked. We're getting over the hump here on In the Loop next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.